KCLX Mobile, monitoring.
KO4HDX, morning, Mike.
Trick, good to hear you on the air. It's been nothing but dead airspace for me, and I look down and my radio's been on the wrong channel.
Yeah, it's easy to bump those knobs sometimes.
And through Atlanta 3 weeks ago, and I was playing with it then. Then I've been out of town for 2 weeks, so it's just easy to do.
Haven't heard you lately.
Why? Ever since that stupid Helene. But looks like we're getting back to some kind of normal.
Looks like down here is pretty much back to normal. There's a few places and people dealing with stuff, but up around us is still cleanup and recovery.
And that'll take a while when you get that much damage and destruction. My HF antenna is still all tangled up in, I don't know, four or five trees that fell over. I've tried several times to get that chainsaw to start, even put a new carburetor on it. I think I changed the fuel lines in a few years ago. Probably did something wrong. I'm just going to do it all over again.
Seems like the gas ones are always hard to get started when you need them if you don't use them on a regular basis. That's why I like to have a little battery one around. I've got one of the Milwaukee 18-volt battery chainsaws. It works really good for light-duty stuff where you don't have, that way you ain't got to fight getting the chainsaw started with something that take 10 minutes.
I understand that. I got a little electric chainsaw, pull saw. All I got for my efforts with that was stuck up in the top of that thing. It took me an hour and a half to get it unstuck.
You gotta watch how you're cutting because they get pressure on the limb when it droops down and it binds them up, and then you gotta climb the tree to get it out.
Yeah. And this is just a pile of trees. They're just all on top of each other. And it looks like it'd be an easy fix to get my antenna out of there, but it still fits.
A few people having to work on their antennas since the storm.
This one wasn't, I wasn't happy with this antenna anyway. It just wasn't behaving properly. It's an off-center fed dipole that I bought. Unfortunately, it cost me over $300. Now they're over $350. At the cost of a chainsaw, it's like I've got no good choice.
So, what do you do? That's part of being an adult, right?
Yep. So, I just follow the wife's advice. Just leave it until I got time.
Jump off. I'm getting ready to pull into my next stop. So, good to hear you out here this morning. You be careful and talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Good day. I'm jumping out, too. So, good timing. And I'll talk to you later. N6CLX, I'll be clear.